welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally, I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today I'd like to talk about Once in Royal David's City. Since 1928, Christmas music lovers have been able to tune into the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, being broadcast on Christmas Eve from King's College in Cambridge in the United Kingdom. The festival itself began in 1918, and a year later, organist Arthur Henry Mann introduced an arrangement of the carol Once in Royal David's City as the processional hymn for that event. In his version, the first stanza was sung without accompaniment by a young boy soloist, and then the choir and congregation joined in with the organ on the other stanzas. Ever since then, this has been a tradition for opening the festival, and the person chosen to sing the opening solo is bestowed a great honor. A man named Cecil Francis Alexander from Dublin, Ireland, wrote the text. He had started writing from a very early age, so that even by his 22nd year, a few of his hymn texts had made it into the official hymn book for the Church of Ireland. This particular text first appeared in one of their collections, which was called Hymns for Little Children, in 1848. It contained six stanzas and was supposed to be a way to teach children about the basics about the life of Jesus Christ. It was based on the famous Apostles' Creed. He also wrote the words to the famous hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful. So yes, a very prolific and talented author. This carol first appeared with its most popular tune, a tune called Irby, in the appendix of the first edition of Hymns Ancient and Modern in 1868. The tune was the work of Henry John Gauntlett, who was born in Wellington, England, and trained as a lawyer and musician. He is said to have composed over 10,000 hymn tunes during his life. This carol is especially interesting because it talks not only about the baby Jesus, but Jesus growing and learning as a child. And so, here is a verse of Once in Royal David's City.
Once in Royal David's City stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.